Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, our moon is up to all sorts tonight. There's going to be a harvest moon, a super moon, and a lunar eclipse. To explain all of that, we're joined by Dr. Niall Smith, director of the Blackrock Observatory in Cork. Good afternoon, Niall.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Tell us first now, what is a harvest moon?
Yeah, so next, all these stories of what's going to happen tonight actually start next weekend, Sean. So next weekend, we have the autumnal equinox, which is when we have equal day and night all across the globe. And traditionally, the full moon closest to the autumnal equinox is called the harvest moon. Now, we can see that this dates back to about 1706 because it's mentioned in the Oxford English Dictionary at that time. And we think why it was called the harvest moon is that at the time was pre-industrial revolution, of course, that farmers would get out into the fields and continue to harvest, hopefully, what was a bounty from the summer. And they would use the light of the full moon in sort of September, which would be the one that was closest to the autumnal equinox. So the harvest moon is really, by definition, the moon that actually gives farmers an opportunity to see, if you like, light at night. Now, for your listeners, Sean, who live in urban areas and who've never gone out and maybe walked around in the light of the full moon, a full moon actually gives really quite a lot of light. And once you let your eyes get dark adapted, you can see an awful lot. So it's very credible and probably is real. That's why it was called the harvest moon.
Okay, right. Okay. And so then a super moon, is that just like a really, is this just a really big moon?
Well, it kind of is and it kind of isn't. I mean, it's there's different views on this. So technically, the supermoon that we're going to see tonight will be something like about 12% brighter than your average moon. So to the average eye, probably won't make a huge difference. Certainly, if you were a farmer back in the 1800s, you wouldn't have been saying, isn't it great we have a supermoon tonight? I'll go out and do my harvesting. You'd go out anyway, whether there was a supermoon or not. But the supermoon idea started around 1979. It was actually an astrologer called Richard Knoll who came up with this. I don't even call it a definition, Sean, but this term, and he called it supermoon because he said, well, sometimes when the moon is full, which it will be tonight, and it's also closer to the Earth, and it's a bit brighter, it's a bit bigger, so we call it a supermoon. So it will be a bit noticeable tonight for really careful observers, but actually, more importantly, I think, is that when the moon is close to the horizon in general, you get what's called this moon illusion. It just looks bigger. So if you go out tonight, you're probably going to be very impressed because it looks like the skies are going to be clear across the country. The moon will probably look very large when it's close to the horizon. So that's a kind of a nice thing to do. And so, you know, you've got the harvest moon. And if anybody is wanting to go for a walk tonight, it's not the worst night to take the moon along with you to guide your way in the dark back roads. So, yeah, so the supermoon tonight is also then going to be replicated in October and in November. So we've had four this year. By the end of the year, we'll have had four supermoons, which is relatively unusual. We normally don't get four in a year. So if you miss one tonight, you've got an opportunity next month. And you've got an opportunity the month after as well. So,
yeah.
But the full moon is always good to see, Sean, whether it's a super moon or not.
And the idea that the moon looks bigger, is that because the moon's in an elliptical orbit and it's a bit closer, or is it more the illusion that's making it seem bigger?
Yeah, so there's two things going on. So the reason why the moon on the horizon looks bigger is an optical illusion. But the moon, and it's really convincing. So if you want to see if you can sort of trick your eye into not being tricked, if that isn't an oxymoron, then do something like take a toilet roll or something like that, that restricts your view so you can only see the moon through it. And you'll see it kind of magically shrinks back to the way it normally looks. And if you take the toilet roll or whatever, some tube or whatever away, it'll appear big again. So it seems to be something to do with being able to compare the moon to the horizon around you. But I have to say, it's incredibly convincing. It really is. And even when I've looked at it, and I've done this for many years, you convince yourself that you see more detail on the moon and so on. In reality, it isn't any larger when it's on the horizon than when it's up in the sky. Now, it is dimmer, and that actually helps you to see you know, more the different shades, and you might see the man and the moon, for example, more easily when it's close to the horizon than when it's high up in the sky and it's really, really bright. So in a way, even though it's a super moon tonight, you're better to see it when it's a bit dimmed close to the horizon. But you also mentioned the elliptical nature, and you're absolutely right, Sean. Pretty much everything in this universe that goes around something else, so planets going around stars, for example, they all move in slightly elliptical orbits. And that means by default that sometimes they're closer, sometimes they're farther away. Tonight, the moon would be about 357,000 kilometers from us. On average, it's 385. So you can see it is about a 30,000 kilometer difference. So it's a little bit closer tonight. But it does this all the time anyway. I mean, every month it's closer and farther, closer and farther. But it isn't always closer when it's also full. So tonight you have kind of the two things coming together, and which is why we're the supermoon. Okay.
But that sense of being closer or farther away, relatively speaking, isn't that much given the distance of the moon from us anyway.
Exactly. It really isn't. So you won't have all the astronomers sort of rushing out with their telescopes to get a close-up view of the moon tonight because it's that little bit closer. In reality, the main difference in the way the moon looks is to do with the illusions. One other thing, though, Sean, that might be worth trying, and I know a friend of mine said that they saw the moon rising last night. Now, I missed it, that it looked a little bit red. And unfortunately, you know, we've had these wildfires in Canada recently, which have been throwing up a lot of material into the upper atmosphere, and they have a reddening effect. So there's the supermoon tonight might look a little bit redder than usual, which I think is, you know, it's nice, to be quite honest. So so last night, my friend was saying that if you looked at the moon as it was coming up, it was red. If you looked at the sun as it was setting, it was red. So you had this lovely red counterpoint on both sides of the sky. And you might get that again tonight because, of course, the sun will be setting just as the full moon comes up. So both of those things happen in tandem.
Yeah, and from what you're saying, while it might look nice, what's causing it maybe not so nice. Given that it's
the additional redness is not something to celebrate for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The astronomy community doesn't celebrate wildfires.
No, we need to point that out.
I think that's important, and
not just that, there's going to be a partial eclipse tonight as well. So I assume with the combination of the size of the moon and the eclipse, that will look very spectacular.
Yeah, and actually, it will. And now, so there's always the quid pro quo, Sean. So this happens at 3:45 in the morning. Mm. So you got to be the maximum. You got to be a bit of a night owl. But there's a couple of things to note here. First of all, the moon will be very high in the sky at that hour. So whether you're in an apartment or in a three bed semi or out in the middle of the countryside, sometimes to see an eclipse, you have to, you know, it's close to the horizon and you need to have an unobstructed view. Tonight, it's pretty much going to be right up over your head. So if you can get outside at all and just look up, you should be able to see the moon. And it will appear by this stage, instead of being red, like we just discussed a minute ago, it'll probably appear sort of very bluey, whitey, very bright. And if you look to the top right of the moon, then you'll see this about 10% of it around 3:45 in the morning will have been cut out by the shadow of the Earth. It goes on for about half an hour. So anywhere from about 3:30 until 4:00, you'll get an opportunity to see this eclipse of the moon. And it's really a nice thing to see. And if you are a night owl and you do watch it for a few minutes, you will slowly see this change. You know, it takes place over only about a half an hour. So it's a slow celestial phenomenon, but you know, maybe that's kind of a nice thing to enjoy with maybe a very early morning cup of coffee.
Yeah, indeed. Extraordinary night for the moon. Anyway, Niall, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Dr. Niall Smith there, director of the Blackrock Castle Observatory in Cork.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.